Let's go on to the Truitt Insurance and Bonding Hotline.
Oh, what are we going to do there?
Oh, this is going to be amazing. Yeah. Becca, are you with us?
Hello, Becca.
I'm with you.
Hello, Becca. Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of economic development, that's you for Bay County, Florida.
Yeah, this is Becca Harden, who's the big shot with the Bay County Economic Development Alliance. And we actually have some links like from Birmingham down there. So we want to talk about that and just kind of catch up on everything that y'all have going on.
Sounds great. You guys must be my good friends to get me up at 7 o'clock on Saturday.
That's what I say to Tony every morning.
Yeah, it's rough. I appreciate you jumping in for sure.
Absolutely. I'm proud to be here, guys.
Yeah. Well, what all do y'all have going on in there? The thing that really kind of got me interested, we had Bo Andrews on with Southern Sky Aviation a few months back, and he had told us they were working on all this down in your area, but kind of tell us what they're doing down there. And they're one of the, I don't know, the coolest thing. They do all the private, you know, jet maintenance. And
this was one of Tony's favorite days.
It really
when he
was.
Went there,
yeah. I got to go out there. I'm still smiling about it months later. But tell us what they got going on, and then maybe some of the other groups y'all have that are doing a lot in your area.
Yeah, this past year, 2022, was a banner year for Bay County, Florida. And it's been a tough last couple of years. You know, in 2018, we got hit by a Category 5 hurricane, Hurricane Michael. And, you know, people that saw it on the media, the aftermath, it really didn't get a good feeling for the damage that was done throughout Bay County.
Sure.
And as bad as COVID was, it actually gave us some time to catch our breath and start rebuilding. And so we came out swinging in 2022, and we were able to have four major new project announcements here in Bay County. And Southern Sky Aviation was one. We love those guys, and we tell people they're our breed of dog because they're like us, they talk like us, they have great vision for what they want to do and grow in our community. But they're going to be building a second fixed-based operator in Bay County at our international airport, Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport. It's one of the newest airports in the United States. It's been built since 9/11. We surpassed 1.6 million passengers this year, so it is a growing airport. We have a 10,000-foot runway expandable to 12,000 feet, and we've got about 3,000 developable acres around our airport. So a lot of activity going on out there. We're proud to say that Southern Sky is going to be the first company that's going to be going vertical out on some of our airport property adjacent to the runway. They'll be building an FBO terminal and some general aviation hangar space for private jets and for maintenance work. You're right, Tony, they'll be doing some maintenance work as well. So similar to what they're doing in Birmingham and in Mississippi, and we're just so proud to have those guys in our community. And they've already been to our community many, many times, met with our leadership and educational systems. We have a FAA-approved A&P mechanics program at our technical college. They want to get really involved with that and put our students to work. And they're going to be a great fit to our community. I can't tell you how excited we are to have them.
They really are doing a great job, and it's another one up here that I don't think a ton of people are familiar with what they're doing, but, I mean, they're having some growth, and I think they got some big things ahead of them, and I'm glad to see that this is all working out. And construction, I think, already started the other day, didn't it?
Yeah, we just got their permits through the county, and they're about to start construction. They've already got their plans. They've hired their construction company, and, they're ready to go.
It's interesting.
And they'll end up hiring maybe about 30 people, and it's about a $25 million investment, so it's a great economic project for our community.
Well, and it's going to stimulate a bunch of ways, right? I mean, so they'll have their own economic investment, and then they'll be bringing in people by definition, right, who will be bringing their own economic investments, and then they're, helping to provide y'all with the ability to maintain other people's aircraft, which encourages them to have their aircraft there. Plus, you're, reaching out to the local aviation maintenance students and having that effect. It's almost like a four-tier effect by Southern Sky.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, in the economic development world, for every one primary job that's created, there's a spinoff of a minimum of four secondary jobs. So there'll be a very positive ripple effect in our community. If you haven't been to Bay County, and just to remind everybody, this, we are the home of Panama City, Panama City Beach, the world's most beautiful beaches.
Yeah.
Lynn Haven is also a city in our community. And our airport has just been booming. And so we do have a fixed-based operator currently operating at our airport, Sheltair. And so when you land at our airport and you get your vehicle, you land your aircraft at our airport, you get your vehicle, you go down Highway South on Highway 79, and you go left to go to Panama City Beach, and then you go right to go to 30A and sure. everything that Destin and that area has to offer.
Right.
So we have a lot of general aviation private aircraft that fly into our airport, because we're so close to both of those areas.
Yeah. I remember talking to Bo, and he was saying, you know, part of their business is, you know, maybe picking up some of the country people in Nashville, and, you know, that are successful and have big houses or just right. vacation spots down along the coast, wherever they are, and they have a lot of that. So all of this makes sense. You mentioned 38. We had Mike Ragsdale on. Do you know Mike?
I know the name. Yeah.
Okay. He, you know, again, a marketing genius down there. But now he was telling us to kind of make us familiar with where the counties sort of fit. Now, it's 38, it is not in Bay County, is it? But it's. But
no, sir. It's one county over.
Okay. And then Destin is in a whole other county from where that is. Is that correct?
That's correct. So you got. Okaloosa, Walton, then Bay.
Okay. Gotcha. And gotcha. I just know, like, whatever, say you're at Rosemary Beach, you can see all of the Panama City stuff from down there. And we talk a lot about St. Joe on the show and the things they do there. Are they, they're certainly active in your area?
Amazing. I'm so glad you recognize them, because they do fantastic things for our community, not only from a development standpoint, but from a philanthropic standpoint.
Sure.
They have a foundation, and they give millions of dollars to different agencies in our community. George Gonzalez, who's the president and CEO of the St. Joe Company, I'm very close to. We market some of their properties. They actually have a Class A business park at our airport property, and we've put a couple companies in there. But I'll never forget, after the hurricane, our offices were destroyed. We're on the Gulf Coast State College campus, and, and we didn't have anywhere to go. So George, who used to be the Bay EDA board chair, he's very involved in our organization, gave us some office space while we had to rebuild and buy some things for our office. And I was in his office one day, and he's like, Becca, we're about to take a 5-year development plan and condense it into two.
Ooh, yeah.
And that ignited our economy after Hurricane Michael. I mean, they started going vertical on about 50 projects. And if you go and drive around Bay County, and it's fun for me because we bring a lot of visitors to town,
sure.
domestically and international visitors, and everywhere you go, there are construction projects going on. I mean, it's just
That's so exciting.
There's so much energy. People are moving into our area every single day. I don't know if you've heard about the new 55 and active senior community that St. Joe is building.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Yep. Doesn't it tie in with Margaritaville one way or the other, or?
It does. It does. It's with the Minto Group that they have a similar operation in Daytona and Hilton Head. But over, it's a 50-year planned community, and over the next 50 years, St. Joe Company has permits for 170,000 homes.
Oh, wow.
What I know, right? Jeez. And they've just built their 1,000th, and this is all up near their airport. And they've got a 3-year waiting list to get into Margaritaville.
Good grief.
That being said, we just broke ground just this week on a new hospital campus that's a joint venture between St. Joe, Tallahassee Healthcare, and Florida State University Medical School on a medical campus that will eventually house a 500-bed hospital.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow.
Yeah, so there's just some tremendous growth going
Well, that
on.
Tells you, you know, to get that certificate of need, that just speaks to some of the growth in that area too, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I guess if you asked us what some of the challenges with that growth would be, you know, we have road widening projects going
sure,
on
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah, 98 can't get big enough, can it?
Yeah, and we're that's going to be six laned.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, we're going to have some construction pains for a little while. But all these projects I'm telling you about don't even include the height of the tourist season.
Sure.
And, yeah. You know, we still are a major tourist destination. So our infrastructure and transportation is something that we're always working on.
Well, Buffalo Rock is active down there, too. Isn't that right?
Well, Buffalo Rock just announced a big distribution center in Santa Rosa County, which is just outside of Pensacola.
Okay.
So they're farther west.
I gotcha. Well, you know, the entire Gulf Coast, I mean, there's just so much going on, and people are always going to want to be moving, you know, down to the water. And like I say, the hurricane is awful. That's the one that wrecked Mexico Beach so bad.
Well, and Tyndall Air Force Base right there. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, great point. I mean, we were so afraid that every single building in Tyndall was damaged.
Oh, it was
and
amazing.
We were so afraid the federal government was not going to rebuild. I mean, that would have been a good excuse for them just to shut it down. But our Congressman Neil Dunn and our elected officials fought in Washington, D.C., and the federal government committed $5.2 billion to rebuild Tyndall as the base of the future.
Yeah,
for
sure.
We're getting three F-35 programs, which equates to about 4,000 servicemen and women moving into our area.
Wow.
Yeah. So that in itself was an economic boon. If we'd have lost Tyndall Air Force Base, it would have devastated our economy.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, and now you got the advanced technology fighter. Yeah, that F-35, something else. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Becca, we got to run. Yeah. Is there anything that you'd like to say closing up?
Well, I just want to thank Southern Sky for their dedication to our community. And thank you guys for your interest in Bay County. And welcome you anytime. Come down. I'll take you out and get some good seafood and show you our beautiful beach.
We tell everybody we're going to take you up on it.
Yeah, so. don't ask idly because we'll be there on your front step.
Well, hey, thanks again for getting up early on Saturday.
No problem. Thanks again, guys.
All right. Thanks, Becca. Bye-bye. Sure enough. Yeah, that was Becca Harden, the Bay County Economic Development Alliance director. And